A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we've got various topics, but this very episode will be talking about the excellences of communal prayer, the salah with jama'at, with congregation, the excellences which have been mentioned in Quran and Hadith, the benefits, inshallah, we'll be talking about. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, you'll be learning a lot. Previously, we were discussing about the fada'il and excellences of a communal prayer. We had learnt this very verse. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa aqimu s-salata wa atu z-zakata wa ruk'u ma'ar raki'in. And establish the prayer, give zakat and bow in the prayer with those who bow. We had also learnt the contextual background of this verse and we were learning that what it means to establish their prayer. One of the meanings, respectively, was we learnt was focus, concentration with your heart and with your body. Right? You offer salah with khushu and khudu and you put all your focus because you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this yaqeen and belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you, is looking at you, and you are praying, you're standing, you're in ruku and sujood before your Lord Azza wa Jal. You're mentioning your prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also learned that establishing prayer means offering salah continuously, always offering salah, not missing salah, with focus, with concentration, as well as having the worry of salah that I haven't read yet. Allahu Akbar. And further, we also learned that offering salah the way Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam offered. Right? Following the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salah also prevents us from sins. Once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was asked a question. So and so person offers salah at night, but in the morning he steals. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, soon salah will stop him from this bad act. Once a person who fell in love with a woman, and he collected all his courage and he wrote a letter, and he mentioned his feelings in that letter. The lady, she belonged to a very noble family and she was also married. She took that letter and presented that to her husband. And husband of that woman was an imam of masjid. He was also wise at the same moment. He also had trust on her wife. So he wrote a letter. He asked his wife to write a letter in which it should be written that you offer salah for consecutive 40 days in so and so masjid, and then we'll see later. Now that lover, he started offering salah continuously, regularly in masjid behind the same imam. As the days passed, he started feeling the blessings of salah. After 40 days had passed, his world of heart had changed. And he sent that message to that woman. By the blessing of coming to masjid and offering salah, my heart has changed. I used to think of committing sins. And alhamdulillah, I have repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and I changed my life. And could you please also forgive me for my this very act? So as soon as that woman informed this message to her husband, all of a sudden this very statement came out from the Imam Masjid, the husband of that woman. Sadaqallahu al-azim fi qawlihi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his saying has absolutely said truth. So which statement he was referring to? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna s-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Certainly the prayer prevents evil and indecency. بھائیو اگر خدا کی رضا چاہیے آپ پڑھتے رہیں با جماعت نماز آؤ مسجد میں جھک جاؤ رب کے حضور تم کو دلوائے گی حق سے رفعت نماز کیوں نمازی جہنم میں جائے بھلا اس کو دلوائے گی باغ جنت نماز Yes, when you offer salah, when you offer salah with jama'at, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, this will give you rif'at. It will raise your status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will prevent you from entering into Jahannam, insha'Allah. It will make you enter into Jannah because it is the key of Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, respected viewers of Padmishan, we should offer salah, we should establish prayer the way it should be offered, the way it should be read. That's how we should read. Offer salah. Allahu Akbar. Salah is the coolness of the eyes of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Salah is inaduddin, this is the pillar of our religion. Respected viewers of Madinishan, Salah is the lamp of our dark grave. Salah protects one from the adab of qadr, the punishment of grave. Salah is shade for the scorching heat of the Day of Judgment. And then Salah is ease to cross pul Sirat, the bridge of Sirat. Salah is noor, Salah is light. Salah is key to Jannah. Salah protects one from Jahannam. Salah is the means to attract Rahmah, the blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with the person who offers Salah. Salah becomes means for the removal of sins, for erasing sins from our book of deed. Salah is means of acceptance of our dua, supplications in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah prevents us from diseases and unease, and a person gets sukoon within his body, he gets peace. Salah is one of the means of barakah and blessings in our sustenance, in our risk. This prevents us from evil and indecency. Salah is such a great act which shaitan la'in dislikes. Salah will be companion, inshallah, in our dark grave. And then Salah will make our mizan, Allahu Akbar, scale, the side of good deeds heavier, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Salah is mi'raj of mu'min, Allahu Akbar. Offering Salah on time is the best act amongst other acts. And the biggest ever blessing for a person who offers Salah will be that on the Day of Judgment, he will have the opportunity to behold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Har ibadat se bartar ibadat namaz, sari daulat se barkar hai daulat namaz, qalb ghamgin ka saman farhat namaz hai, marizon ko paigham e sehat namaz, sabr se aur namazon se chaho madad, puri karwaye har ek hajat namaz. Disrespectfuls, these ash'ar, they are the nutshell what we have just learned, the blessings in Urdu language. If you want that your hajat, you please your du'as are accepted, then offer salah. Insha'Allah, your du'as will be heard. Offering salah with congregation is better than offering 27 times. A Muslim who is male, who is aqil, meaning sane, and who is not mad, he is baligh, adult, according to Islamic definition. And then he is free is not a slave. He is qadir, capable, and he can reach to masjid. He's got this ability that he can go to masjid. For such person, it is wajib to go to masjid and offer salah with jama'at. And if he will miss even a single salah without any valid shar'i reason, then he will be a sinner. And if he will do this consecutively, many a times, he will miss salah with jama'at, then he will be classed as a fasiq. And a person who does not have capability to reach masjid, for example, a blind person, a person who is disabled because of his legs, he is severely ill, he cannot walk, although jama'at is not wajib for him, but it is afzal for him. It's better for him to come to masjid and offer salah with jama'at. If he wants that you become beloved of Allah, mahbub of Allah, and offer salah with jama'at. Perform ruku with those who perform ruku. Waraka'u ma'a ar-raki'een. Bow in the prayer with those who bow. Offer salah with jama'at. Now, according to one hadith, offering salah with jama'at is 25 times better. And in another narration, it is mentioned that offering salah with jama'at is 27 times better than offering alone at home. I would like to give you one example. I've got a phone. If I sell this phone, let's say I live in London, if I would sell the same phone in Birmingham, I will sell it for £2,700. But in London, I can only sell it for £100. Just for the sake of example, I'm telling you. Definitely, I'll go to Birmingham. And if I ask you who are watching me right now, if you get this opportunity, would you not go to Birmingham, even further down to Bradford, or even further, we would travel, because we will be getting 27 times more profit than what we could get here. This is our mindset for this dunya, but respect the use of money, sharing, masjid is not that far, but yet we do not attain that reward, yet we do not earn that much reward. Allahu Akbar. For this dunya, we've got this mindset, but why don't we have this mindset for our deen, for our Islam, for our religion, for our hereafter? This is something we need to ponder. This is something we need to think about. Hazrat Muhammad bin Sama'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is amongst the students of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was 103 years old when he left this mortal world. He used to offer 200 rakat salah every day. He says that for consecutive 40 years, I have not missed Takbir-e-Ula. Just within these 40 years, only once my Takbir-e-Ula was missed. These were the people. Because they knew what is the value of salah, what is the value of jama'at, what it means to offer salah with jama'at. Respectfully, we should offer salah with jama'at. Why? Because the one who continuously and regularly comes to masjid, he is a person of faith. One should witness his iman, Allahu Akbar. And then further, it has been mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps such people, his beloved, who offer salah with jama'at. And even angels send durood upon those who offer salah with jama'at. Offering salatul isha with jama'at is as if you stood in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you did qiyam half of the night. And offering fajr salah with jama'at is as if you did qiyam, you stood in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the whole night. What a great blessing it is. The one who offers salah with jama'at will cross the bridge of sirat in the speed of lightning. The one who offers salah and comes to masjid, on every step he is rewarded. And his level is raised on every step. And his one sin is forgiven. And those who offer salah with jama'at, for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make arrangements of hospitality every morning and every evening. Allahu Akbar Kabira. What a blessing it is. Every step you take towards salah is sadaqah. Person remains on goodness until or unless he remains waiting for salah. He remains in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remains protected from shaitan. Such person will get the shade on the day of judgment. Such person will be protected from Jahannam, hellfire, from munafiqat, hypocrisy, and ghaflat, negligence. So respect to use of meditation. Offer salah with khushu and khudu, and with jama'at, with congregation in masjid. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we love salah, we offer salah with jama'at. Ameen, bijahin, nabeel, ameen. That's all for today. Inshallah, next time we'll be back with another interesting topic in our program called Knowledge and Insight. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.